Recovering addict Mark returns to Edinburgh with Spud and Sick Boy while Franco tries to break out of prison.
Missed you, man.
I missed you too, Spud.
While the 1996 original was a turn-of-the-millennium easy rider that paved the way for Breaking Bad and Requiem for a Dream, T2 at times feels like the sequel no one really asked for. The once gritty actors are now known for more commercial roles. Yes, that's Disney's Rumpelstiltskin attacking Lumiere. Not to worry, Slumdog director Danny Boyle is such a visceral filmmaker that the sequel feels alive, with acid cuts, freeze frames, superimposed text, and a brilliant final shot. If you're not already a fan, you can probably skip it, but diehards will be pleased. I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley giving T2 Trainspotting 3 out of 4 stars.